He was born Edson Aranjuez do Nascimento, but the world knew him simply as Pelé. He was regarded by many as the greatest football player of all time. Small, strong, and exceptionally gifted, Pelé played for the famous Santos club in São Paulo at the age of 15, the Brazil national side by 16, and by 17, he'd won the World Cup, scoring 2 goals in the 1958 final against host Sweden. Injury hampered his World Cup in Chile 4 years later, but he still played a part in Brazil's triumph again. And by 1970 in Mexico, Pelé's star was still in the ascendancy as he provided unforgettable memories on the way to the World Cup victory number 3. Before he hung up his boots, his stardust was used to try and ignite soccer in the United States with the New York Cosmos. By this time, Pelé, the brand, had taken over, and product endorsements were as prolific as his goal scoring. He was an instantly recognizable global ambassador, and his personal life was equally colorful. Married 3 times and divorced, and with 7 children, he is claimed to have fathered more. His son was sentenced to 33 years in prison in Brazil for money laundering. One of the biggest debates in sport is whether he was better than Argentinian legend Maradona, who himself died in 2020. In the year 2000, FIFA awarded them both joint player of the century. But Pelé was unique. His name is almost synonymous with football. He died in São Paulo after losing his battle against cancer. But for Brazilians, he will always be remembered as a hero who gave them and the world such joy with a football at his feet.